girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the loser line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Yeah, somebody vacuum my lap. This girl needs a clean place to sit. Step one, resist the urge to have the bouncer throw him out on the curb. Step two, tell him that when he talks, he makes you feel all giddy inside. And that's when you give him the loser line phone number, so hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air like this one.
First unheard message.
Hey, what's up? Yo, it's Ren. Thought I'd give you a call. I don't know, you know, I just want to see if you want to come over. You know, just chilling here. Yeah, just give me a call, you know, whenever. Doesn't matter. I'll be here. Later.
Next message.
He's a real Casanova. Yeah. No ulterior motive there. No.
Not at all.
Not like maybe we can get dinner or whatever. Hey, what's up? Just want to see if you want to come over and do stuff in my room.
You could hear in his voice where right after he says what's up, he's like, oh, I should have thought of what I was going to say.
Exactly. Yeah. Like,
dang
what?
It. What? Oh, I got the what's up part, and then I didn't know where it was going to go.
Here's another message from the loser line.
Next message.
Hey, it's about 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. Hope it's not too early to call. I know I said I'd wait for you to call, but when we exchange numbers, I give you my house number, and I don't want you to call the house number. This is my cell number. You can use that. Instead, it's just that my ex-wife still lives here. Mm-hmm. Not officially my ex-wife. We're going to get a divorce. But if you were to call here looking for me, it might not look. She might not be cool with that. So maybe we could go out sometime. I think it'd be totally great. Maybe not out to dinner, but maybe at your place or something. Restaurants get kind of complicated for me because not everyone knows about the divorce, and people can be kind of gossipy, you know. So anyway, don't call the house. This is the number to call instead. Thanks. Bye.
Next message.
What I took away from that, what kind of pervert still has a house phone? Weirdo. God, that guy's strange.
He's pretty much asking her to, like, just hide me from my wife, please. Just get me somewhere.
Well, and, like, any woman is going to, that's the sad part. There probably is women that want to walk into that mess.
Oh, yeah. Right? Absolutely.
You know?
You'd say that would be a ridiculous thing, but she probably gave him the loser line phone number, and then he left that message, and she may have heard it on the segment, and now she's like, oh, my God, what a sweetheart.
Yeah.
He's just going through a tough time, and I need to be there for him right now. Remember, you can get the special loser line number if you text the word loser, it's spelled L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. We'll give you that phone number that you can give out to people who are hitting on you, who you would rather not have hitting on you, so they can leave us a voicemail instead of you, like this one.
Next message.
Hey, what's going on? This is thanks for giving me your number. I knew that you wanted me, so that's why I persisted. Anyway, I think I think we gotta do some sneaking around. What do you say, you know? Well, I can make that happen, so, you know, give me a call back, all right?
End of messages.
I knew you wanted me, that's why I persisted.
And then he has the loser line number.
Exactly.
Right? Here's another message from the loser line.
Next message.
Hey, it was nice meeting you on that, I'm not a big biker, but, love NASCAR, so vroom vroom. You get my drift. Anyway, I'd like to take you out for breakfast or whatever you're into, whatever meal, but breakfast is my particular meal of choice. I'm into pancakes, and if you love syrup like I do, then give me a call back.
Next message.
I mean, this guy who likes NASCAR and pancakes. How could you go wrong?
Vroom, vroom, if you get what I mean.
I didn't get that part.
Nobody got what you were saying at all.
Next message.
Hey, we're going to be going to the midnight showing. Would definitely love to have you come out. It's going to be absolutely awesome. You know, definitely my treat. We can share popcorn and put as much butter on it as you want to. It's going to be a really good time, and I would, you know, definitely love for you to join us. So call me back when you get this.
End of messages.
Do you think there's a girl who would get that message and be like, wait a minute, all the butter?
Yes, yes,
oh
yes.
My God, this guy's going to give me all the as much butter as I want?
Hashtag I don't think you me. Understand. Yeah. I heard that and was like, okay, sign me up. I think someone's missing out on this man.
Here's
can we layer the butter? Is that a possibility?
Right. Here's another message from the loser line.
Next message.
Hey, it's I called you maybe a couple of days ago to see if maybe we could meet back up, and I still love to do that. So I thought I'd just put that back out there. So whenever you get the chance, you know, I'd love to hear your voice. You know, my my prescription's running low of you, and I'd like to refill it. So that'd be great. Okay, well, call me back. You got my number. Okay, bye.
End of messages.
Oh, my prescription is running low of you.
And he was doing so well up until that point.
Yeah, it is the loser line, though. My prescription is running low. Could have gone to a lot worse places than of you.